This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is your sister in Islam, Kalisha Bennett, and I'd like to say to you all a big congratulations, Mubarak, congrats on reaching the final 10 nights of the blessed month of Ramadan. Indeed, it is a great ni'mah, a great blessing and a great mercy, a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fact that we have been able to meet these final 10 nights of Ramadan, and not just that, we're actually well into it, almost halfway through the final 10 nights. So we've got a little window of opportunity to truly start to push ourselves for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our worship. So what are we looking for in these final nights of Ramadan? We are looking for the night of Al-Qadr, Laylatul Qadr, or sometimes it's translated as the night of power. But what I want to remind you and myself to do is for us to tap into our power. The power of what? What powers do you and I have? We have the power of prayer. We have the power of dua. We have the power of our Quranic recitation. We have the power of setting new intentions, renewing our faith. And we have the power of giving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Suratul Qadr, Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alf shahr, that the night of decree, it is better than 1,000 months. 1,000 months of worship, which we equate to over 80 years of worship. So whatever you do on that night, whichever night it might end up being year after year, if you can exert yourself in those final 10 days of Ramadan, inshallah, you can achieve and meet and gain the benefits and rewards of Laylatul Qadr with whatever worship you are able to exert. So what kind of efforts should we make in those days? We know that, you know, we should make our prayers, we should make dua and recite Quran. But one of the things that we can really make an effort in is in giving sadaqah. And imagine if you give sadaqah on that night that you have, inshallah, you maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows you've managed to give sadaqah on one of the nights of the final nights of Ramadan. And one of those nights ends up being Laylatul Qadr, and you are rewarded for having given sadaqah for 80 years. SubhanAllah. Imagine the rewards. Imagine the countless blessings and mercy. Imagine seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment, and you have these mountains of good deeds, and you're like, where did that come from? And it was the sadaqah that you gave potentially on Laylatul Qadr at some stage in your life. So I want you to get behind Sadaqah Welfare Fund, and in particular, they've got the hashtag going, Path to Al-Qadr, and give Sadaqah with the intention of paving the way to achieving and meeting Laylatul Qadr in these final nights of Ramadan, and having given a generous amount of Sadaqah. And let your charity not only earn you reward, but inshallah also expiate you for your sins. We all have countless sins. So we all, of course, we're hungry for reward, but we also need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness for the sins that we commit. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in a hadith recorded in Tirmidhi that charity extinguishes sin just as water extinguishes fire. So put out the fires of sins that we have committed with your charity, inshallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also tells us that verily good deeds remove the evil deeds in chapter 11, verse 114. Giving charity, giving sadaqah is inshallah going to remove the evil deeds that you and I have committed. So let's do it now. Congratulations on meeting the final nights of Ramadan, and don't regret that you have let these nights pass, and make sure you exceed and excel in what you are able to give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, particularly of sadaqah. Jazakallah khair.